it's clear, no matter who you speak to, that the resources are just not there. I think the most worrying aspect is in terms of the child and adolescent mental health or the CAM services, knowing, you know, the waiting lists, the problems there. There really needs to be a very different approach to mental health and the resourcing of services after this election.
And part of your manifesto, you have, you know, set out various measures that would go some way in addressing that. But over 5 years, it would take a lot longer, really, you know, to sort out those issues, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think it's important. I mean, and we've said, you know, repeatedly in the campaign, we're not promising overnight solutions, but people have to believe that change will come, that things will improve. So you do need a five-year plan for your health services, in this case, your mental health services. You need to work in partnership with community leaders. You know, if we're asking the community and voluntary sector to, you know, be there to help families in mental health, to try and prevent suicide, you know, they need to be resourced, they need to be respected, and that has to be a transformation that starts after this election and continues, and that resources increase. People have to have hope that there can be change. We need to do better, and in my opinion, we need to be a world leader in Ireland in this whole area of mental health.